Trump says Putin talks don't go anywhere as he imposes new sanctions. No camera covered Louvre wall where jewel thieves broke in, director says. Myanmar's army is taking back territory with relentless airstrikes and China's help. Fatal combination of disease, injuries, and famine in Gaza is generational crisis. WHO tells BBC Temu agrees to remove rip-off greeting cards from its site more quickly. Cameroon judges reject election rigging complaints. UN's top court says Israel obliged to allow UN aid into Gaza. Trump says existing structure of White House East Wing to be torn down. Children among victims in Russian strikes. Hours after Trump-Putin talks shelved mosquitoes found in Iceland for first time after record heat. Dozens killed in Nigeria fuel tanker explosion. U.S. forces kill two in strike on alleged drug boat in the Pacific. More than 40 dead after multi-vehicle crash in Uganda. 8 pupils suspended after video shows assault at South African school. SpaceX says it has cut Starlink services to Myanmar scam camp. Singaporean women acquitted over pro-Palestinian walk Israel's yellow. Line in Gaza gives Netanyahu room for maneuver. We fear for our souls. Nigerian farmers need armed guards to protect them from jihadists. Why Trump made breakthrough in Gaza, but can't with Putin over Ukraine. Japan's first female leader. A historic moment with caveats. Can France retrieve its priceless crown jewels, or is it too late? Hamas ruled Gaza with an iron rod. Will it really give up control? U.S. strikes on Latin American drug boats. What do we know? And are they legal? Kevin Federline has held off writing about Britney Spears. Until now, what we learned from Virginia Giuffre's memoir, Heist made it more exciting to go to the Louvre. Tourists react as museum reopens. Watch, dozens of giant pumpkins hit the water for rowing race. Watch a big moment for France as Sarkozy jailed. Tornado hits Paris suburbs, leaving one dead. Trump to Australian ambassador. I don't like you either. BBC at scene of brazen. Louvre jewel theft oil gains 3% as India reconsiders Russian oil amid fresh U.S. sanctions. Oil prices surge nearly 3% after Trump slaps sanctions on top. Russian oil firms. Trump says he expects to reach deal with China on trade, soybeans, possibly nuclear arms. Russian drones attack Kyiv for second night, officials say. Trump calls for cheaper cattle, more grazing lands in effort to trim beef prices. Rules-based trading system at risk of derailment, says UN chief U.S. to announce recipients of plutonium for reactors by year-end. U.S. upstream oil and gas deal-making slumps for third straight quarter amid low prices. U.S. trade chief says he does not see imported beef flooding U.S. market. Nexans reports mixed Q3 results with strong transmission offset by Connect weakness. Trump administration in talks to take stakes in quantum computing firms, WSJ reports. Thales 9-month sales rise 9%, reaffirms 2025 guidance. Europe firms agree satellite merger to counter Starlink. Heineken targets mid-single-digit revenue growth in 2030 plan. Sodexo forecasts slower revenue growth in 2026 due to challenges in the U.S. Woodside enlists Williams as investor for Louisiana LNG as construction ramps up. Roche raises guidance even after weak dollar weighs on sales. Australia stocks higher at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 up 0.03%. Exclusive, U.S. considers restrictions on exports to China made with U.S. software, sources say EIA. Crude oil inventories reveal unexpected drop, signaling stronger demand. Mexico's economy grows 0.6% in August from July. Analysis, Trump's Colombia tariffs would flip U.S. policy on drugs. Trade U.K. house price growth slows to 3.0% in August. Polish consumer sentiment falls in October amid economic concerns. UK house prices rise 3.0% year-on-year in August. South Africa's consumer inflation rises to 3.4% in September. China overtakes US as Germany's top trading partner.